The reason why it's called Dog Unleashed is because that was my narcotic name. Dog. I was the dog. And I think it was okay. Yeah. And you guys really have no idea. At least some of you, most of you do not. Some might. What it's like, this madness in the eyes. And maybe that's why I've done this for all these years, just to find this serenity in the madness of poems rather than the madness of the real crazies. You know, I was going to read you some stuff, but, you know, I was going to read Forever Amber. Heaviest thing I was, little girl Amber was beaten to death. I was going to read you Little Feet, about a little girl who was abused. Then the man let her out in the snow, and she had to walk around the snow, and they had to count her feet, her little footprints in the snow. She froze to death. I was going to tell you about the little boys, the little love boys, that were, the mother set the Christmas tree on fire. One was 18 months, the other one was like 2.5 years old. Then she went upstairs and drowned them in the bathtub. And now I would go to the hospital and I would go, come on, little boy, come on, come on, come on. I don't want to go that route tonight. I could go about the wall. I don't want to go that way. Joan told me I could take as long as I want tonight, too, so I'm not going to really beat you guys up too much, because she told me I'm the last poet, and she says, but, so I don't want to go the route of that stuff, you know. But to understand fear and the madness, okay, I was narcotics undercover, and that wasn't like, you know, you see this stuff, narc movie, you have no idea what it's like to go around the hepatitis people, you know, or go in the dark alleys. And when I first started out, I would go out by myself, and all I had was my gun. I got arrested. One person I was buying the drugs, we ended up off these two guys, I ended up fighting with them, and he held a gun on my head and pulled the trigger. And I hear that click forever, that loud click. I got arrested that night. I had hair down to the back of my ass, beard, you know, oh man. And that was all part of the growing pains. And so I've seen all this, and I've seen much better detectives than I would ever be. My friend Don Strittmatter, I wrote about him, a couple guys, yeah. But I always found it really, these were my colors. You know, I had, I don't know how many shirts of these made up, all different stuff. This was my gang color. It's kind of like a Knights of a Columbus thing, or Mason, or Crips and Bloods. Till pride and worse ambition, then they toss me down. That comes from Milton, Paradise Lost. I love it. Till pride and worse, and I used to jag my supervisors off. Black was for the darkness. Red was for the broken heart, blood of the broken heart. And white dog print always wanted to leave my mark to let them know that I was always going to be pure of heart. This is one of my favorite shirts, Dog Monics. I wore this shirt when I arrested this idiot, and he's going, Dog Monics, and he's going, wah. I said, sound it out. He's going, Wonderwall West. I said, yeah, you're under arrest, my man. He said, that is the most racist fucking shirt I've ever seen. I said, I don't give a fuck. And I said, you know what else? It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing. It has to do with stupidity. The hell's this one? Oh, dog is a narc. Isn't that funny as shit? I'm going out there buying heroin with a dog as a narc, sir. It is funny. What the hell? You got to have fun in life. But, you know, let me see. I don't even know. I'm like the worst prepared. It's like, jamming, gotta jam it with you. We're jamming. I hope you like jamming. I had to get that in my head. Da, 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 da. If I don't have that in my head, I just, I can't. It's always in my head. Ha, ha, ha. All right. Secret Society of Dog. I'll read you that. I'll start you out easy, I guess. I'm not going to beat you up. At least I hope not, anyway. How can I tell you what the society is? Any more than Whitman could tell the boy what is the grass. I have been kissed by the sun many days and have grown old and tired. The cosmos is large, stealing just one line from Rodrigo Garcia Lorca. But like flower, like love, the archers are blind, asking myself, what in the hell does this mean? For that matter, what in the hell does any of this mean? I have outlived the Black Plague, or should I steal from Pablo Neruda? He who walked around taking everything, owed to salt, owed to the tomatoes, owed bird watching, owed to his shoes, owed to his suit, owed to the onion, making me piss, thinking I'll write an ode to my balls. Owed to my ass, Pablo, owed to my ass. How can I tell the woman of the society? How can I tell anyone of the secret of the society? How can I tell anyone of the secret society of dog? Tell them of the man that rigged the shotgun trap that killed a burglar over 30 years ago. How the shotgun went off, cutting the man in two. Should I tell anyone of how the burglar bled on the dirty wooden porch? I think on a hot July, maybe 40 years ago, a man that rigged the shotgun was old, and if it means anything to anyone, his name was Sylvester Shaw, and he was a black man, like the coal dust in the lungs of those condemned to the mines. Should I tell her that I have coughed the color black for the unknown, just like the dark when dark walked on some rat alley, having smelled rats so often? You cannot forget the color black, or tell them of the red and how the words bled like so many words of no reason, bled just like the little girl at McDonald's for no other reason than she was just scared, how she died from the bullet in the heart. And if it matters to anyone that screams for the right to bear arms, the caliber that killed her was 25 caliber. Red like blood spilled from Carter's head, having been struck by a Louisville slugger. Crack in the back of his head. Home run milk from a coconut. White print from a dog paw. Maybe. Just maybe. So the truth should always be told and lived like Whitman's grass or Lorca's arrow. Truth pure as poem or clouds or bright sun that you stare too long during your own blindness. It doesn't matter if you steal another man's thunder. Who really cares? Having been a thief of thunder more than once, I enjoy rumbling of the dark clouds and the crash of lightning. So I say loudly, yes, I stole the man's thunder that shook the earth and made the man cry, having been able to protect his own gift of thunder. This is the society of dog. Red for the blood, black for the unknown, and white for the purity. And yes, I have stolen from Frederico, Pablo, and I will tell you, the little boy, Walt, a blade of grass is the softness under the foot of the dog. Every little boy and every man in this room, if they tell you the truth, he's whacked off when he was a kid. A lot of people are in denial, you know, but once you find that, I mean, it's like the greatest thing in the world to play with. Going blind as a boy. When I was a little boy, I gave new meaning to knowing thyself and to thy own self be true. But I must tell you that although arrogant, I was imaginative, quite vigorous and somewhat skilled, and my mother was always catching me. If you keep playing with that thing, you're going to go blind. She'd always ruin my breakfast, and I'd turn into a baboon-faced boy and always say, huh? She again turned my face blush, keep playing with that thing and you're going to go blind. Just sit there with my red ears and my sisters would giggle and I'd eat my mush. But I did know what buttons to push, and I can see my mother's searing blue eyes as she set up the ironing board, and she always seemed to be ironing clothes, hot iron and green sprinkler bottle, endless stacks of cotton shirts, mostly mine, but I must say that I believe that I gave the little woman purpose. I finished my mush, put the bowl in the already full sink, and walked into the red chair. Then I walked into the big white stove. And then I walked into the red tabletop with the aluminum legs. Mom, help me. I can't see. Mommy, help me, help me, help me. I'm blind. I walked into a wall. And I always knew what would follow. My mother would have whatever was in her hand, and I was would heave whatever was in my hand, and I was lucky it was only a green sprinkler bottle. And I just knew how to duck, and it crashed right short of missing my head. I'd drag you to church, and I'm going to duck your head into the holy water. And I must tell you that I spent most of my young life in my room trying to listen to my mother sneaking around, all the while staying in touch with myself. Looking back now, I honestly believe that she had a better arm than Elroy Face when the bases were loaded. Okay. Oh shit, hi bye. Was it that bad? Oh, another one, quarters, you're leaving. Oh, joy, I'm dokoi minoi. Listen, this is true. My next book that's coming out, it's like, you know, I'm incorrigible, you know, just I do shit, I don't know. And this young girl, she got to type my book up. And she was given, you know, she was given the manuscript, and she said she could do this. And she come running back, and she couldn't do it, and she was crying and wanted paid. I can't read this. I can't do this. And here's the poem. This is called, I bet that never happened to anybody. I don't know. It happened to me. This is called Maiden in Battle. Maiden in Battle. She was young, almost reminded me of Joan of Arc, working on her graduate degree, bright eye, silk long, black hair like the wild horses of Kentucky, a tattoo on her left arm of a blue flame and the head of a wolf. On her right bicep is a red slave chain with a bleeding heart. She had green eyes and gold earrings pierced through her lower lip. She said her name was Tilly. I can type your manuscript. I asked her, have you ever typed a book before? She said, I've done hundreds of these for doctors and more briefs than I can count for lawyers that were hunting for truth. I said, Tilly, do you know anything about whores, pimps, junkies, and people that kill other people? Tilly said, I know a girl that had to sell her body to pay for her tuition, and a girl that is a stripper, and my one friend was raped when someone tried to slip her a rape tape drug, and I had a friend that once was arrested for underage drinking. Tilly, well, some of my poems are dipped in sludge in order to say at least guttural. Tilly said, my boyfriend swears all the time, and we have an open relationship. She had a yellow sack with a red dragon on her back. I see you have a sack. What do you haul around? It looks heavy. She said, some murder mysteries, and I collect stones, and I read tarot cards. Would you like to have your fortune told? I said, no, I can't handle bad news. She asked, why be paid cash? I said, in green, unless you prefer gold. She took the manuscript, stuffed it in her yellow sack with the red dragon, and was out the door, and jumped on a raggedy bike, and I watched her cute little ass pedal away. A week later, she came back and pulled the manuscript out of her yellow sack with the red dragons and threw it at my chest. She was shaking, and her lip with a gold earring was quivering and almost crying. I can't do this. I can't take this. I want paid. I haven't slept in 3 days, have diarrhea, and I threw it up 7 times, have cramps, and my period is 2 weeks early. I see gorillas coming out of my closet, and I hear snakes under the bed. I broke up with my boyfriend, wrecked into a bus with my bike, and I've grown a pimple on my ass, and I'm losing my hair in chunks. She lifted her hair and showed me a bald spot like she had the mange. I'm scheduled to see a shrink on Friday, and I have a terrible headache like someone's holding my head in a vise. I said, maybe it's the flu. She said, no, it's your poems. I asked, this all happened because you were typing my poems. She says, I'm thinking about quitting school and joining the Peace Corps. Because you read my poems. She said, just pay me or I'm going to the police. Tilly, you have a tattoo of a wolf with a yellow sack and a yellow sack with red dragons and a ring through your lips. I paused. Tilly, I thought you could handle the madness of the world. She says, I don't even want to collect stones anymore. Just red bricks so I can throw them at people, and I'm thinking about going back to church. I said, sorry, I brought the worst out. And I handed her $250 bills. I watched as she jumped on a raggedy bike, and she drove away fast like she was running from the bats of hell. But I gotta tell you, I couldn't help staring at her cute little ass as she cut her bike into traffic in spite of all the madness in a mad, unforgiving world. I'm gonna read you a poem that I like, and nobody else likes it, but I like it. My girlfriend hates it. I like it, and it's, I'm gonna tell you what it's like to be undercover. First of all, you gotta be out crazy to crazies, okay? You really got to. You gotta like, you go into character, you know, like, fucking, okay, go, I got a character. Stop shimming like fucking. By an arrow, motherfucker. Fucking motherfucker. This is fucking real, man. It's fucking real, you understand? And your heart's pounding. You don't know what it's like to go in that backyard like that policeman was shot 5 times. I've been there, and you're scared. You're so fucking scared. You're scared, man, unless you're a fucking idiot. And you can't show it. You can't show it. You gotta be good, man. You gotta act crazy to crazies. I'm talking about sweat down the crack of your ass, scared. You're going out there and buying. You know, still, I told you I heard the hammer of the gun. And I'm in there, man. Fucking, you know, you don't belong. This is fucking. And you're buying some chicken shit heroin. Saying there's some chicken shit rat hole. For what? The battle? What? For the battle? Anyway. In the character. I did this. I bought like a whole whorehouse. You go, oh man, I bought all of them, all the women. It was wonderful. Stuttering retard. I played a retard, okay? The whore introduced me to a pusher, and I got to say she was a good whore. I watched the dealer for days, saw many junkies, mostly in the morning. Had to get their medicine, wake-up call. Greaseball Joe working the intersection of 5th and Hamilton like a traffic cop, like clockwork. Junkies and junkies, old hoopty motors blowing smoke. Bald tires making noise. Greaseball hustling, pushing the oil. And he had the War and Peace rap sheet. Burglary, assault, receiving stolen property. VUFA, aggravated assault, malicious prowling. Theft by deception, VCSD, NCA, possession, possession with intent. Conspiracy, robbery. Just a regular dope dealer with larceny in his heart. Just a dirtbag. Mikey Mike Z growing SCO were the backup. And I parked my hoopty in a block away, and I became the old sick junkie. I walked up 5th with the whore, and she introduced me. Dog, this is Joey. He made things right. I went into character. Joey! Joey fell back, asked the whore, who in the fuck is the retard? The whore said, he's okay, just a little retarded. I got close to Joey's face and breathed real hard. I won five. Won. Joey asks, "Where are you from?" I said real loud, "Everywhere." "You got the money returned?" I said even louder, "Money." I reached into my pocket and pulled out a handful of crumbling greenbacks. "Money." And handed Joey the money, and he handed me five bags of heroin. I counted them really, really loud. One, two, three, four, five. Joey said, "Shut the fuck up, retard." 5-0 spins the streets. I strained my neck and jutted my jaw and spun around like a stooge and laughed really loud, spitting, "5-0, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0. I walked away with the whore, stuffed the heroin in my pocket, stretching my mouth like a hippopotamus. "See you tomorrow!" Knowing Joey was watching, I jumped with both feet on the curb to the street and from the street to the curb and to the curb to the street and slapped the whore in the back of her ass. We got back in the hoopty and drove away, got on the radio from the glove compartment. "Doggy dog to Mikey Mike, let's go home, it's a wrap." The whore said, "That will be an extra $5 for slapping my ass." I reached over and pinched her tit. "Make that ten. I'm going to be selling those books, and all the money goes to kids. And I guess I'll wind it down. Here, I'll wind it. Look, you know what? I'm going to wind this down. This is new shit. I don't know. I could read your mind. The thing, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to lose a hell of a lot of good humor. Learn to laugh at yourself. You know what I mean? That's important, you know? This is called Let's Have a Vote. Okay, I hope I didn't offend anybody with the stuttering retard, but I did that for real. It's the kind of shit. Then once in a while, I'd play like I was a southern gentleman. You know, I'd get that southern drawing when I bought the horse. My, salt and pepper. You got to be there to appreciate it. This is called Let's Have a Vote. This is called Laughing at Yourself. Let's have a vote. Dogs full of shit. Who votes yes? I do. Those opposed, nay. Okay. The ayes have it. Dog is full of shit. Aww. Who thinks dog's an asshole? I do. Those opposed, nay. Okay, the ayes have it. Dog is an asshole. Aww. Who thinks dog should have some ice cream? I don't. Nay. Okay, the nays have it. No ice cream. Aww. Who thinks dog should be allowed out and play? I do. Oppose. Nay. The nays have it. Dog got to stay in. Who thinks dog should get laid? I do. Oppose. Nay. No cooch for the dog. Who thinks dog is a poet? I do. Those opposed. Okay, dog is a poet. Yeah, hip hip hooray, yeah. Thank you for the great summer. Hey, listen, thank my friend Joan Bauer here. Woo! Come on up here, baby. Thank Dawn. And thank you for bringing our microphone all the time. Yeah, thank you. Listen, we're going to have the sign-in readers, and let's take a real, after that way you can run to your car and throw up in the bathroom after my prompts. Take a couple minute break. What up?